author's notes. So when we were brainstorming this fic back in May, June time, I think it was, Rena Jenkins asked me if I'd be up for recording my author's notes. I said, yeah, sure, sounds good, brilliant idea. And now here I am, rambling away into my phone and feeling like a bit of an idiot. So here goes. I wasn't in fandom kind of properly for a long time before The Witcher came along. The last time was, I think, 2012, 2013, when the first Hobbit film came out. And I was promptly obsessed with that for a couple of months. But the Hobbit fandom was where I first met, in inverted commas, Rena Jenkins. She reached out to me asking if she could record my various kink meme fics that I wrote for that fandom, which was when I discovered that Podfic existed at all. And I actually really enjoyed listening to my words and my stories being read by someone else. Sounds slightly narcissistic, but oh well. And I mean, I don't even like audiobooks that much. I don't listen to audiobooks at all. So it was a surprise, but it was a nice surprise. After that, I fell out of fandom for ages. And then in January, I watched The Witcher for Henry Cavill, came away with a deep, deep, undying love for Yaskia and Joey Beatty, as did the rest of the fandom, by the looks of it, and fell headfirst into fanworks and fanfiction all over again. And then who should show up in my AO3 comments but Rena Jenkins? A bit of a blast from the past. I think my first reply to her first comment was something like, "I remember you." She ended up recording a bunch of my fics, and I enjoyed them so much that when I was writing, I started hearing my words and especially my dialogue. She has a fantastic Yaskia. I started hearing the words that I was writing in her voice. I think it was maybe Skin Deep that I first started noticing I was doing it. So that was back in April sometime. So, you know, sorry for being a creepy brain stalker, Rena, but it's all worked out well in the end. And that kind of meant that when she asked, slightly out of the blue, if I'd like to collaborate on something called Pod Together, which I'd never heard of before, I was really up for it. And I've never kind of collaborated on anything fan worky before, really, aside from a bit of beta reading back in 2009, maybe. But the whole process has just been really, really brilliant, really fantastic. So the fic itself, a good few verses, or a few good verses, as my brain insists on calling it every time I think about it. I love a good OT3, and I was really attracted to the idea of the Yennefer Geralt Yaskia OT3 in particular. But my problem's always been that in canon in particular, you'd never get the other side of that triangle. You get Geralt and Yaskia, and you get Geralt and Yennefer, but all you get of Yaskia and Yennefer is a bit of sniping. You know, you get that crow's feet line, and you get the whole kind of current girlfriend and ex-girlfriend vibe that they have going on. And in a lot of fan works that I kind of read for that OT3, it always seemed to be that you had these two kind of individual relationships established, and then the sort of the Yennefer and Yaskia side of it just happened. I, even before kind of Pod Together, I had in the back of my mind that I wanted to explore that kind of third relationship, that third side of the triangle. And then Rena said that she was interested in recording something that would be Yennefer-centric, and this idea for this 5+1 kind of structure with all the drinking, so much drinking, just popped into my head. The fic ended up being a lot longer than I meant it to be. I think my original estimate was something like 10,000 to 15,000 words. But my lovely partner very much encouraged me to go big. And then I did, so blame her for that. A lot of things about this fic and a lot of bits and pieces in this fic would not have existed without Rena Jenkins's contribution and input at all. I think I would have written a story, but it wouldn't have looked like this in many ways. It's little things like there's a paragraph in part two where Yaskia talks about how Toss a Coin has brought a load of tourism to Posada, and like the mayor of Posada has given him the keys to the town because of this, which is entirely from Rena. And the drunken conversation that Yennefer and Yaskia have about Ciri in part three comes straight out of the kind of the emails that we had. I really don't think I would have written that without that input, which would be a shame because I really like it. I think it's kind of the emotional heart of the story in a way. So it was really nice during the editing process to go back through and sort of see the things that came from me, the things that came from her, and how everything's ended up meshing together into this monster of a story that I'm really, really proud of, actually. Even if about 20% of it just ended up being porn, which is something this fandom has very much introduced me to, writing vast amounts of just sex. Like, I've never done that before. But you know what? It's quite fun. And on that note, that auspicious note, that's probably enough of me rambling, so I'm going to stop. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this story as much as I've enjoyed writing it and sort of creating it. And thank you to my lovely pop-ficking partner, Rena Jenkins. This project has been an absolute delight and has really kept me going throughout this mad summer of quarantine insanity. So, genuinely, thank you.